If there was one overarching theme to the recruiting event, it was this. Working for the NOPD gives you options.
We got motorcycle officers, we got mounted officers, we got foot feet officers. I almost sound like that fat guy on the TV. We got that.
That's Police Superintendent Ronald Serpas giving us his best impression of Spud McConnell for Dorniacs. In the school cafeteria, potential recruits waited for remarks from the mayor, city council, and police. On the boombox, the Jason Marsalis Vibes Quartet. Linnell Levine is in nursing school at Delgado, but says she's open to a career with the police.
I think this is something that I want to be a part of as far as like social work, not saying like I really want to be on the front lines. Actually, I just want to come here to find out some information about like what other departments are available and, you know, things like that, because it's just hard trying to find a decent paying job in New Orleans.
The superintendent aims for a more community-minded approach to law enforcement. A recent report by the Office of the Inspector General says NOPD could increase its effectiveness by dedicating more of its current officers to answering calls for service, rather than community policing and traffic duties. But Serpas says he'd rather bring on more people than cut back on cops on the street and at community meetings.
The Inspector General's report looked at one piece of a modern American police department, and that is the answering calls in the blue and white cars. We don't have any disagreement that we need more people to do that, but I'm not going to back off of community policing. I'm not going to back off group violence reduction. I'm not going to back off murder reduction, which means you have to do some balancing. Every one of our units could use more people, and the cars in the field could use more people too.
Mayor Landrieu reaffirmed his commitment to bringing NOPD up to national standards.
We are asking you to consider joining the New Orleans Police Department, which in my view is going to be one of the best police departments in the country in the not-so-distant future.
After the speeches wrapped up, everyone filed into the gym. Representatives from various wings of the NOPD stood next to trifold poster boards, science fair style, ready to explain their job duties to potential applicants. The job seekers ranged widely in background and experience. Kenny Grunberg spent a year in Iraq as a military police officer with the Army National Guard. He already has ties to the department.
My grandfather was NOPD for 16 years. All the stories he tells me, and from my experience as a military police officer, I've always been interested in being in law enforcement.
Elvin Green has other reasons.
Well, like, I was shot in front of my high school after a basketball game. I want to make my city a better place.
Despite the effort to facilitate applications, the process can seem daunting. Amy Trepanier from the Civil Service Department describes how to get the ball rolling.
First step is to apply, and you can apply at the city's website, NOLA.gov. And the Civil Service Department will process your application and schedule you for a test date. The next step is to arrive on the test date with your documents. We'll get you tested for multiple choice testing. And then if you're successful at that, we'll get you scheduled for a physical agility test. And then after that, you head to police background, where NOPD does a full background check on you. Once you successfully complete the background, you're referred back to civil service, where you undergo medical and psychological testing. And then once you successfully complete those steps, NOPD will bring you on board.
One of the problems that plagues the department is its steep attrition rate. The force has lost nearly 60 officers already in 2014. Critics say the NOPD should raise pay and expand opportunities for promotions if it wants to retain its officers. Still, Superintendent Serpas remains optimistic.
There's 29 people in the current academy class. There's 64 people in background investigations right now for the next class. And there's well over 1,500 people have applied with an actual application to the NOPD that we're working through.
19 people signed up to take the civil service exam at the event. For WWNO, I'm Kate Richardson.